The U.S. Department of Energy has approved the continuation of ConocoPhillips Marathon liquefied natural gas export license shipments to overseas markets for the next 2 years. The approval allows the company to ship gas that was authorized but not yet delivered under a license granted in 2008, but not to increase the quantities allowed at the time of the original agreement. There were concerns about the export license in light of the uncertain gas supplies available for Anchorage and South Central utilities, but the department found that there are enough contract commitments and safeguards in place to assure that local needs will be met. Natalie Lohman of ConocoPhillips says those requirements have always been a part of their plan. She says the export of gas is necessary to stay in business to provide local supplies.
We really wanted to make sure that we could continue operating the plant, and then that makes more natural gas available to local utility markets in times of, you know, supply interruptions or, cold winter days. So while there's no, guarantees of anything, we have always been committed to providing and diverting gas to local utilities when they need it.
Anchorage Republican Mike Hawker has been active in the legislative search for gas for the region. He says without the federal order, the plant could have been shut down. Admitting that it sounds odd to ship gas when a shortage is looming, Hawker says that exporting makes it possible to fill the high demand periods.
The demand for gas here in South Central Alaska varies so greatly. It's much higher in the winter than it is in the summer, but gas wells only produce at a fixed rate. Gas wells don't come with rheostats that you can just crank them up in the winter and crank them down in the summer. So you must produce at a high enough level to meet your peak demands in the winter. And if we weren't exporting that gas in the summer, we'd have to literally be wasting it and flaring it. And that's completely against state law. So when you really look into all of the facts and circumstances behind this export permit, it's just absolutely been a critical part of the supply chain of gas to consumers in Alaska.
Democrat Chris Tuck of Anchorage also has been working on local energy needs for the Anchorage area. He says seeing the license extended can provide some comfort for residents until a new storage facility becomes available, now planned for the 2012-13 season. That will allow for a reservoir of 8 billion cubic feet of gas.
Because as we know, our utilities use 5 times more gas in the wintertime than they do in the summertime. And NSTAR uses 14 to as much as 20 times more gas in the wintertime. So this will help bridge that gap to where we get into that third-party natural gas storage, which will help stabilize the energy supply for South Central Alaska and help stabilize, hopefully, prices.
The storage facility resulted from legislation sponsored by Representative Hawker that came out of this year's session. The non-firm supply contracts and the gas storage facilities are now before the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. The storage application has been scheduled for hearings early next month.